Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I, Allegedly. I've got a good one for you today. I am at the National Association of Broadcasters event in Las Vegas. And this event is huge. It has everything from all the new innovations in broadcasting to creator studios to all the new products, everything. It's just really exciting. But one thing we have to talk about right now is the fact that Tesla is laying off 10% of its workforce. 10%. So, please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, and I will get into them a little later. But first things first, okay? How many people work at Tesla? This floored me when I learned this. And think about this. Tesla has had explosive growth. They are clearly the leader in the EV market. They're clearly the company that is doing the most, selling the most amount of cars in the United States. Forget the Chinese stuff and all that. But Tesla has 140,000 employees. Oh my gosh. So they have 140,000 employees. They are laying off 10% of its staff. Now, this was a rumor. Oh, okay. Well, not anymore, okay? Because we got the email that Elon sent to all the employees. And it was basically, hey, when we had explosive growth, we had redundant positions, and it's time to get rid of that. Now, here's the one thing that was fascinating. When he bought Twitter, how he is running that same company on 20% of the staff, he laid off everybody. He cut servers. He cut office space. He did everything. You can run this company more efficiently. That's what he's doing to Tesla right now. And let's face it, guys, the EV market is stumbling right now. You know, when you hear GM's cutting back and Ford's cutting back and all these failed companies that have gone out of business, it's crazy. So 10% of the workforce. And again, the letter that Elon wrote to everybody was, hey, thanks for being here. You know, you contributed to the company. We're really happy. Sorry. We'll let you know. So it could be as high as 20%. You could see as much as 28,000 people lose their jobs there. Now, here's the thing. Everything is slow right now. Everything is slower right now. Nobody wants to accept that fact. But look at the trucking industry. And this was sent to me with all these layoffs and all these bankruptcies that are happening right now. And think about this. In all these states, okay, you are seeing 1,300 layoffs in the trucking space. These are drivers, guys. These are people that are delivering stuff to all of us right now. Now, think about this. Texas, Florida, Illinois, Michigan, Georgia, and Georgia. Okay, these are all companies there. First one, Universal Logistics. It's going to lay off 677 employees. Swissport Cargo, 235. The Kroger Company. This one floored me because the Kroger Company is the food company, the grocery store company. There's not some other Kroger delivery company. So Kroger's laying off another 233, and then RCO Logistics, another 114 employees. I mean, Norsco has got 51 workers. This is crazy, guys. So I have that Las Vegas voice, too, from being out in this casino and smoke and all that horrible stuff that gets to me every time. Guys, business is not the same as it was a year ago or 2 years ago. You have to look at this with all these social unrest in this world and what could happen as far as, you know, war and global things like that. I mean, there's a lot to think about, but businesses are not doing well and people are not buying these EV cars. You know, you can give away a Tesla and lower the price to have sales made. But you've got to have, think about this, guys. Service of the product, manufacturing, everything. But they're going to lay off 14,000 people. This is the beginning of this. this is the beginning of this getting crazy. So just to show you guys, this is one of the halls. This thing takes up the entire convention center. I think I'm in the South Hall right now. But, you know, this show, compared to last year, there's less people here. People not making stuff, people not making content, you know, people not worried about filming things, newscasters. Why? Why are there less people here? Everything is off. Oh, hey, listen, we're not going to send 24 people to the National Association of Broadcasters. We're going to cut this back, and that's what you're seeing more and more. We don't want to pay for the hotel rooms, the flights, everything. So it's the beginning. But the Elon Musk thing, whether, you know, I've ridden this guy so much, but whether you have to look at this industry as a whole, the EV market is in real, real trouble right now because of the expense of those automobiles, the maintenance, the, and, you know, I just did my insiders tell all. One thing I'm working on right now is people have sent me stuff about the EV car space and how they don't want to even insure those cars because of the expense and with fixing and repairing the cars. So expensive, so expensive. So let me know what you think about this so far. Who else is going out of business, okay? Let me know.
Let's talk about our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store. In these difficult times globally, you have to protect yourself and you have to make sure you can communicate with your loved ones, business partners, everybody. The first thing I packed on my trip to Las Vegas was my sat phone. It is absolutely amazing, okay? First things first, I get 100 free minutes a month included. If I don't use the 100 minutes, it rolls over. If you go to danssatphone.com, you can get the discounts from the Sat Phone Store. Again, guys, okay, I have the Iridium 9555 phone. I love this phone. It's absolutely amazing. But think about this. You can call any phone, any landline, any cell phone, anything you want, guys. You can call it. Plus, this has voicemail, and they can call you. So you have to be safe right now. What is your peace of mind worth? All I have to do, walk out of the hotel and get to Blue Sky, and I'm good. I can use the phone, okay? Check it out today. Go to danssatphone.com, and they have a complete selection of sat phones. They've got bivvies, which allow you to text, even if your cell phone goes down. It's absolutely amazing, all tied away from the cellular network. Check it out today. Go to danssatphone.com. So the show's great. They have a creator lounge for people like me that make content and all the new innovations with everything from editing to things that can help you do shorts, a little bit of everything. It's absolutely fantastic. But here's something to think about that's absolutely wild. Global phone sales for the first time are off globally around the world. And this contributes to Apple's woes too, because global phone sales are off 10%. Apple, like Tesla, like all these other places, are having difficulty getting their products out of the stores right now. And think about this, guys. Can you believe phone sales are off 10%? That should tell you people, I'm going to stick with the old phone. People don't have the money right now to go out and spend it on anything. They're not even going to buy a new phone. That's wild, guys. That is absolutely wild. Now, the next thing is the banks are not our friends. The banks, I think, are out to rip us off over and over and over again. I had two stories. I had a subscriber write a great detailed email. Aletha, her and her husband, Ray, successful entrepreneurs. They went out and started a trucking company over 10 years ago. Think about this. These people did all the maintenance, the ups and downs of the business, and wrote me this great story of everything that they have done, which is fantastic, okay? But here's the thing that's wild about this, is that she would drive a truck, get it to 1 million miles, and then right at the 1 million mile mark, maintain the maintenance and everything, and they would sell it. She generally would deal with the same finance company. And one of her trailers, okay, she just paid off the loan for in February. Hey, congratulations. Paid, never late, never missed a payment, never did anything. But right now she's dealing with trying to get the title to the trailer. So paid it off in February. So she thinks yesterday on the 15th, hey, why don't we call the bank? It probably just got lost in the mail. I want my title. And she gets a hold of people at the finance company, and they say, well, we're not giving you the title to the trailer because you cross-collateralized the loan. Huh? What's that? Well, anytime you have an outstanding loan with us, we don't have to give you the title to anything that you have paid off. In fact, when you pay the next loan off, then we'll give you the title. By the way, the new loan is for something else. It's for a new trailer, okay? So the point is that you can't, I mean, how do you win with this stuff, okay? So that what if she had 20 loans, paid off 19 of them, had one loan? Oh, yeah, we would keep it. So she's like, I got to talk to a lawyer about this. But again, the sneakiness of the banks, that's unbelievable. But guys, I'm telling you, please, the banks are not our friends. Next story is Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo, people are starting to revolt against Wells Fargo. Imagine that. But what they're upset about right now is Wells Fargo has all these new savings options and different savings accounts that can pay higher interest rate. And what they're doing is they're advertising them to new people, but the existing clients, they're not letting them know about this. And people, when they find out about this, and you have to understand, older people with money in the bank sitting there are furious that they didn't get notified about this. So, you know, you're going to see this happen more and more often, guys. So let me know what you think about this. But this has just been, it's been a great event. And I love coming to this show every year. But they really set up this creator lounge, met a bunch of people, lawyers and stuff out here that are really into moving the industry forward. So, but let me know what you think about this. What about the cross-collateralized loan? And again, Aletha, I wish I could put her letter up because it's just so detailed. But here you have, you know, the American dream, the entrepreneur, the person that's made their livelihood through the ups and downs, paid everybody, didn't stiff anybody, and gets treated like this. Let me know what you think about this. Just a quick video today. A couple more things that I want to cover in this is that Jim sent me a great story about a woman that had zero claims ever on her homeowner's policy in Iowa and got her insurance canceled. Non-renewal, hi, we're not going to renew your policy. Read the story below. Everything in your life, financially, you have to be proactive on right now. You have to assume that they're going to mess with you in every way that they can, okay? The next thing is rooftop solar. Do you know that, hey, go solar, go solar, go solar. Basically, in certain areas, we're producing more solar than and sending back like 75% to the power company, and it's not really being credited properly. But here's the thing. Hundreds and hundreds of contractors have gone out of business in the last year alone because there's no incentives. These guys were all based on, hey, we get this rebate, we get this federal program, you get this type of special financing, and they are gone. And you're going to see more and more companies go out of business. Read the story below on that one. But I want to talk to you about two real estate investors that I spoke to. That one guy's a real estate wholesaler. He said, listen, Dan, I don't buy houses that have solar on the house. Why? Because it is a recipe for disaster. Now, I've talked to you guys about this before. The solar wears out. The solar, you know, it's got a, we have a 20-year warranty on something that has a 10-year life on it. So it's that, but you have to drill into the roof. And inevitably, that leads to leaks. So if we just don't buy houses with solar, we don't have that problem. Okay, that seems pretty smart to me. So they don't buy any house that has solar on it, okay? Now, here's the other thing is that there's another realtor that reached out to me and said, Dan, this is a disaster when it comes to solar because people go out and they think, oh, when I sell my house, the new homeowner is just going to take over the payment. No, they don't want to. How about this one? He said, the last two houses that had solar that had to be cured, as far as the way he put it, where you had to pay off the balance. One was for $32,000 and one was for $54,000. Well, wait a second. I thought solar's free. It's not, guys. It's not free. It's outrageous right now. But here's the thing. This is what I always tell everybody. And when I worked for a solar company, I didn't have the stomach to let people do this because what? Okay. How much is your electric bill? Okay. Divided by $54,000. Let's go crazy and say that you have a $1,000 electric bill. That would take 54 months for it to pay for itself. Okay. Odds are you're going to need service during that time. Well, your contractor's out of business now. Does the warranty go to the manufacturer? Who's going to warrant and service my solar? Well, don't worry. They never break. You don't know what you're talking about, Dan. Okay, this is a disaster that's only getting worse. And the final story, and I almost didn't believe this, was think about this. As of next year, a year from now, when you travel to Brazil, okay, you have to give the Brazilian government your bank statements to prove your financial worthiness to enter their country when you apply for the visa, okay? So, isn't that insane? So, think about this. Now, here's the greatest thing. I love those travel shows, what's his name, Rick Steves and all that stuff. I saw one of those where they said, listen, Brazil's beautiful. Carnival's fun, but do not go out at night. It's just too dangerous. Okay, well, pass, okay? So you run the risk of getting robbed or beaten up or having everything stolen from you, but hey, come on down to Brazil. Oh, by the way, let's see your bank statement. What does that mean, okay? So if you live in Canada, if you live in the United States, or you live in Australia, you have to do this. Is that insane? So again, get it, the wealthiest countries. Oh. So UK, you're coming next, okay? Please do not forget to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, comment on the video. If you want to email me anything, all these insiders that are reaching out, I love the insider videos because, you know, like the realtors talking about solar and the debacle with this. You haven't seen anything yet. So onward and upward, guys. I will see you very soon. Hello at iallegedly.com is the email, and I'll see you soon.